I have seven sisters, and all of them have been in teaching in some manner at one point in time in their life. And I do have two sisters that are with 186. So, you know, my heart's with teaching. My mom was a teacher. So 186 does concern me, and the next mayor will have influence on hopefully a good working relationship with 186, because that's what it takes to move the city forward, in addition to what the city can do, but also what 186 can do. As far as myself personally, I think what needs to be done is they'd have to take a look at, have they done everything they can to make efficiencies count on the administrative side of the school district? That's just my opinion. I'm not in the trenches like the board is, and the mayor has no control over that. So what I would do as mayor is have a good working relationship with the administration of 186, as well as the teachers, because they're the ones that understand the issues from a educational standpoint. Our young workforce, what they need to do is be adaptable, learn how to communicate, and how to get along with others. So I would hope that I'm sure the school district 186, they're going that direction, and they're trying to find new ways to educate the workforce for tomorrow. And that's what it's all about. And I'm going to have a great working relationship with the school district with regards to that. As far as the tax referendum, I think it needs to go to the voters of Springfield, because what a lot of individuals might not understand is, unfortunately for school district 186, some of the subdivisions within the city belong to other school districts. You know, we have Chatham, we have Rochester, we have Pleasant Plains that draw from the outlying areas of Springfield. So those tax dollars go to those districts. And so really, school district 186, that's probably their biggest challenge, is when you do have people move out to the outer limits, that hurts the Springfield 186 tax district. And so that's where I would that's what I intend to do as mayor, is to bring economic development within the urban core, so we can have a strong school district.
And do you think that trend of people maybe moving to the outlying areas and those other school districts, is that a lost cause? Is that something that District 186, you think, and the city of Springfield can reverse?
Oh, I think so. I think we have some great schools in 186. I think what you need to do is appeal to others, you know, whether it's through the arts or through computers or mathematics. But if you have a world-class schooled system, or it doesn't even have to be world-class, but, you know, that's what appeals to individuals, especially moving into the area. I'm familiar with individuals that do come in, and they'll make the calls and visit schools, and they'll make a decision sometimes where they live based on what the school district brings to their child. So their child might have special needs, or they may be an accelerated person, or just me, a middle of the roader. But we need to have the activities in place, or always be retooling, self-critiquing our school district, so we can have the best possible school district in the area. And that goes back to city government. I'm a firm believer as well. I do self-critiques all the time. You know, every day I look at it, what I could do better. And that's what we need to do, not only as individuals, but within our companies or in our organizations. How can we do things better